He was a farmer by trade originally, and he got into the cattle and oil business several years ago, and is more or less retired now. But he made this tour of Europe. Well, he made the tour, left here going west, and went all the way around a few years ago. And he wrote letters to a friend of his, and he wrote them just like he saw them and talked. Mm-hmm. He bought whiskey from the peddler in the street that wiped the cups with his elbow, and compared the women to the kind he'd see anywhere else, compared the grass and the cattle, the ones in Oklahoma and Texas, and knowing him, and then top it all off, got back home, found out the old boy was publishing in the local paper down there. So the next time they went, he said, well, here he started out to write some more letters. But said after old Sam published them others, said little mama sent her these. He just wrote those out just like anybody talking to without anything, talking to this friend of his, uh-huh, on paper, without any thought that anybody else would ever write them. And it was the most descriptive edition of a tour around the world you can get without going.
This would certainly be handy for something like that. You just sit down and talk your day's experiences.
Well, yeah, but he wrote those letters on the back of anything he could find, and he said that's hard to find somewhere on that tour, mm-hmm, around the world. They were gone several months. Mm-hmm. And this last tour, of course, I kept up with him because I was working for him the first time, you know. I kept up with him by correspondence the whole time he's gone. This last tour, the first one they made, it was a guided tour. Even though they took one of these ships that went around the world, they soon used it for a hotel and started, for instance, it came up the first, I think their first experience with quitting it was a storm come up and run the ship off and left them on the dock, you know, in town in Hong Kong.
Good heavens.
So they just went ahead and shopped in Hong Kong and caught a plane one over here. See? Mm-hmm. So they finished up that tour using this ship as headquarters. And they'd take trains or planes or this, that, and the other, be gone 2 days, a week at a time away from it. And it made a more interesting trip. Mm-hmm. And the last tour that he made, they went to Paris and bought a car and a local tag and started out.
Mm, boy.
And of course, when you go up to a little old town like this with a French car and tag, and the people started talking to him in French that he didn't know anything about, and he started shooting that Southwest Texas Spanish to him.
You can imagine.
And he said that was the best tour they ever had, because they had no schedule. They went when they could, where they could, and stopped where they could find the place. Had a good trip on it. Hmm. Oh, they even dropped in to see, who's the old gal that married the millions over there, Grace Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Boy, she did, didn't she?
Yeah.
Of course, she had not of it herself, I guess, with her dad. Mm-hmm. Well, probably I better ask you some questions.
Fine.
How'd you say you heated your house when you were a boy?
Oh, we've used coal most of my lifetime when I was a boy. Now, I can remember when Papa used wood.
Mm-hmm. What'd you carry your coal in?
Well, if we was able to buy a coal scuttle, we used that, and didn't just use old grease buckets.
And what'd you burn this in?